The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to Cheddar Sport Girl Talk, your home for all things women's sports. The show where we've got everything from athletes breaking barriers to industry professionals breaking the glass ceiling. I'm your host, Katie LeBoudler, and today I'm joined with our first ever male guest, Eric McDougall. And today we're going to be chatting PWHL season starting up soon. We're going to be reviewing the logos, the jerseys, the merch, and maybe giving you a few predictions on how we think things are going to go. So, Eric, let's just dive right in.
Super excited to be here.
Yeah.
Honorary. Best podcast ever.
Of course. Got many diehard listeners, I heard. Okay, so let's dive in with the Canadian teams first, starting with maybe my hometown, the Ottawa Charge. First impressions on the logo, the pack?
First impressions, I think I look at it and I like it. It's just the more you look at it, the more you start to not like it in a sense. I like the color scheme. I actually do like the O.
I like how it's a C and an O.
Yeah, like it looks
it's very clever.
Cool. It looks like they're charging, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest fan of the name, but I think it works with the logo. But people will say it looks quite similar to the Calgary Flames of the NHL.
And it does. And I think that's mainly the yellow. They didn't need the yellow in there.
I think if they kept it like a black, I don't really know if Ottawa has a color.
They were black, white, and red. And that's very Ottawa. Sens, 67s. Yeah, it's on brand.
Capital.
Yeah.
So I think,
I don't think the yellow was necessary.
No, it really just it makes it feel like it's the Flames.
Yeah, that makes it more Calgary. But I like the O and the C. I think it's very clever. The name Charge, it's okay. I can attest. I've been to a Ottawa PWHL game. The fans are very loud. And I think Charge, like, they're all ready to, like, you know, yell Charge and get after it.
It's going to be really cool in the arena. Like this, everyone.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know how they're going to
Because you know how they charge. Do the, like, dun, dun, whatever at the Jays and then everyone goes Charge?
Yeah.
I think they could definitely do some fun stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I do like the red. Their jerseys last year, I loved the red color scheme.
It just sits, it fits Ottawa well.
Yeah, it's good and it's bad. It could be worse. Some of the name choices were interesting, and I know they're trying to be original, obviously, and different, but...
It is hard when there's so many...
There's so many names that are already taken.
Yeah, and you want to be different, you know? And
yeah.
They want to make a name for themselves. So sometimes they just got to do the thing that people don't like, and then people will stick, because I...
Yeah, and I mean, like, you can say that about, like, NHL teams, like the Canadians, like...
Yeah.
That's a weird choice, but like, everyone's so used to it now.
Like the Kraken at first, so I was like, Kraken's...
The Kraken's sick. I love a lot of their...
Yeah. I love their color
their
scheme.
Their color scheme.
But, like, the name at first I wasn't a fan of. Like, names take a while to get to things.
They get used to.
Once it becomes a household name.
And as far as the jerseys go, I think they have one of the better sponsorships, too, with the Scotiabank.
Yeah.
It fits in well. It's not too aggressive. And, yeah, like I said, the red looks really good on the ice.
Yeah. Nothing flashy.
No, nothing crazy, but it's good.
For, like, some creative designs later on.
Yeah, true. Some alternate designs.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, overall, Ottawa, maybe let's rank them, a little tier list.
Right now, I guess they're one right now, but I'd put them, like, middle bottom.
Okay, yeah.
Like, probably.
We'll come back with the tier list at the end.
But I'm thinking more like a five spot. They're not my top three, I can say that.
Yeah, probably not. Okay, sticking with the Canadian, I guess we'll move to Toronto, where we're located currently. And it's quite fitting with Taylor Swift coming up in Toronto, because some have compared the Toronto Scepters logo to the Taylor Swift cheer uniform.
It does kind of...
It does look quite similar. The colors are really what makes it similar. And again, the yellow. I'm not a big yellow fan. Why is there yellow everywhere?
No, yellow is reserved for the sun and the sun only. I don't really like it on sports jerseys ever unless you commit to full yellow.
I like the TMU merch. Maybe they were like paying homage to where they started their season in the Mattamy Athletic Center. They're like, hey, let's like make it look like the Bold.
Yeah.
That's definitely it.
For the logo itself, though, I really don't like it at all. That's probably a hot take.
I don't like the way it looks on the jersey. They have some merch that looks good, and just like as a logo, it is clever. But on the jersey, it doesn't. It looks a little out of place.
I also think the connection of like scepters to Toronto.
I don't really get it.
See it. I thought they would have maybe played into more of like a CN Tower thing.
Yeah, like with the towers. I don't know how I would have felt about towers.
Towers, that's a risky subject to talk about. But like, I don't really mess with the Scepters. I guess they went with royalty, but if anything, you'd go Ottawa royalty because it's like capital connected.
True.
To like
The Scepters is a little questionable. The very nice blue, though. I will say that. And a lot of their merch does look nice. As far as the jersey pack goes, again, I don't love the logo on the jersey. It just looks really, like, big. Yeah. And it's just like they slapped a logo on there, kind of, whereas the other ones look more like uniforms.
I also think the black feels too
prominent. The black and the yellow are weird. They all kind of have, like, the stripes.
Yeah.
And we'll get to other ones later, but, like, yeah. So, they went quite basic, which is fair enough in their second year. I think we will see more, like, alternate uniforms and alternate logos that may look better. But it is identifiable. Like, you see it, and you're like, okay, that's the Toronto Scepters. And I think it'll be good for, like, branding and marketing in the future. But, yeah, the yellow. Why so much yellow? And, like, for the Canadian teams. Like, Canada's not yellow. What's up with that? So, yeah.
Odd.
I'd put that below Ottawa.
Yeah.
Now that I'm fully grasping it.
It's a toss-up between the two
for me. Really?
But I do. I like the colors more for Ottawa.
Yeah,
I just push it over the edge.
The more I look at Toronto, the more I dislike it.
It looks like a Canva design, the logo.
Yeah, it looks like they just...
say.
Yeah.
I'd find out on Google if I just searched up, like...
Yeah, they could have put more thought.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. Yeah, I agree. Okay, and then probably the best Canadian... Oh. Definitely the best Canadian uniform and logo pack. Potentially, honestly, the more I look at it, the more I like it. Montreal Victoire.
It is gorgeous. I love the name.
The colors. Ugh.
The color. Anything cream.
Yeah.
Anything cream with like a
I liked their
red.
Last year, like even just the POHL, they looked really good.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in love with it. I want to buy a jersey. It would pain me as like a Toronto fan.
Like, I know. Like I don't want to like Montreal, but.
But like it's just so perfect. And like Victoire. So French. It's so like, just like.
And the logo. Bosses. Like I like it.
Logo's nice as
well. The more I look at it. Like, it all just matches very well. Like we were saying, the yellow in the Ottawa kind of sticks out. The black in the Toronto kind of sticks out. But theirs looks cohesive. And it's very nice.
I don't know if, like, the logo, there's, like, a bird in there.
I think that's what it is.
I don't know the history behind birds in Montreal, but it feels good.
It's got a cohesive... The one blue stripe on the bottom of their burgundy jersey is a little throwing me off. That's just what I'm looking at right now. It's not like a navy blue. It's like just a baby blue stripe. And that's maybe the only gripe I'd have with it. The rest of it's pretty nice. And yeah, like you said, the name just so French, rolls off the tongue. They've done a really good job at embracing the French side of Quebec and Canada. And they're really like everything they do is bilingual. They have like the French and the English. And they've done a very good job at catering to audiences there. And I think the name is the same. And they definitely win best Canadian jersey. We'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the American ones are pretty nice.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I'd put them right now. They're my number one.
Right now, yeah.
Until I take more analysis to it, I think I'm going one, Montreal. I don't have my two or three, and I might go 4 or 5, Ottawa. Still a toss-up with Toronto.
Yeah. But I've got a clear 6.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. Well, of the jerseys. You know what? Let's go to that now, actually. Yeah. Moving to American, I hate the Sirens jersey. What is with the orange?
It's so bad.
Because the teal was so good, and I loved their POHL and all of that. And the logo's honestly not bad. I like the NY in the back. I honestly didn't notice that until like just before we hit record here. I do like the logo. I think it could look good on some merch. And the color, like the teal color is so nice. And I just don't know why they added the orange in there.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm missing like a New York thing with the orange, but.
I thought they had a good thing with the teal from last year, which is the base jerseys. It was kind of different, given like
nice.
The new vibe. But the orange is weird. It's also like
it's
an odd orange.
It's a thick stripe of a weird orange color.
Like if they just stuck with like a black, white, and.
Yeah. And, black, and white, and teal.
Teal, it would have been great. But I feel like they're trying to throw in a lot of colors to like give opportunity. I'm just not a fan of it.
No. Like, if they went with like a darker teal, like maybe just do shades of the teal. Lean into that because I like it. And it like obviously reminds you of like the Statue of Liberty. Like maybe that's why they were going with that color, you know? But the orange. Maybe that's supposed to be the flame for the Statue of Liberty. Ooh. But I still don't like it. I still don't like it. Like maybe that's the meaning I'm putting behind it, but I don't.
Yeah,
I think it looks
giving
nice.
Perry the Platypus, you know.
You know what? You're so right. They should have made that. Is that navy blue or is it black, their third color? I think it might be navy. Maybe it's black. Either way, it should have been brown. Yeah. Make that the hat, and then boom, you've got a jersey.
His
Perry.
The helmet's brown. And it's like.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's definitely my number 6.
I agree. I like their logo a lot.
I like the logo and I like the name, honestly.
Yeah, and now that I see the NY, it makes it so much better.
Yeah. It's a nice logo and it's a nice name. It's just they ruined it with the jersey. And they don't have a sponsor on there. Them in Boston.
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
Huh.
Too good for it, I guess.
Hmm.
Or no one wants to have their
no one wants their logo on that.
That abomination color scheme.
I don't know what their white ones look like.
I think I saw a photo on Instagram.
I did. I saw them at one point, but
I think it looks better just because the teal and the orange don't clash as much. I feel like they're still orange.
Yeah. Now that you say Perry the Platypus,
that's all.
I can't unsee it. Okay, I'm seeing all the other white ones. Where's the... Oh, my headphones. Oh, there. Yeah, you know what? The white one is better.
Yeah, I think it's just less clash in between the orange and teal.
Yeah.
So, like, the orange works better, but...
But I still the orange. I don't get it. It looks like... I think it's the... Oh, my God, what am I... Anaheim Ducks, their AHL team. The Seagulls or whatever they are. Very similar vibe. What are they? They're not the Seagulls. They're something like that. Anyway.
Some animal.
Yeah. And then moving on to two very strong logos.
Oh, yeah.
I guess the way I'm looking at it, we'll go across to the Frost. For out of the gate, those are my favorite PWHL logos.
Yeah.
Or color schemes, just because I love the purple.
The purple is...
It's such an underused color in sport and often not used to its full potential. Like, you think about the Rockies, they don't embrace the purple.
No.
But the Frost is embracing that purple.
It looks great. There's something about different. It's also it's just different shades of purple.
Yeah,
they didn't, like, overcomplicate.
And that's what Boston did too. And I think that's what the Sirens should have done. It's just different shades of teal, but they didn't.
Yeah, and it just makes it feels cold. If you the logo itself,
frosty,
like, frost, it feels cold. Like I'm kind of getting a chill right now.
It's got cold in here all of a sudden.
And it's aggressive. It's not like laid back.
No,
like,
I like
the Toronto one feels kind of a little too cartoony in a way.
Yeah.
Same vibe, but this one just feels way more aggressive in your face. Like, we're going to mess stuff up, and as a good team in the PWHL, like, they're going to mess it up again.
They sure did.
Yeah.
I will say it's a little plain. Like, just the F. I like that it has the kind of frost to it, but it is quite a plain logo. But I do think that it's a good base, and there's a lot more they can do with it.
They could really work into that.
And I would be likely to buy merch mainly because of the colors, I think. They're just so nice.
Yeah, it's just like a dark, deep purple, and then
the lighter,
like lavender, like it's just perfect. It works.
I really
so
like
well.
It.
And their jerseys look great as well.
I'll wait for the PWHL Lululemon collab.
Oh yeah, oh,
yeah.
Go crazy. Bank count's gonna be mad.
And then, lastly, we've got the Frost. Or sorry, we just did the Frost. We've got the Fleet. Similar names there with the F's, but this logo might be my favorite.
I like it a lot. And when they first released a couple months ago, the one that caught my eye the most was this Fleet one. Maybe because it feels like a Hartford Whaler one.
Yeah, no,
but
it does.
It just, like, it works so well. Mm-hmm. You think of Fleet, you think fishing, and then you look at that, you see a bee that is an anchor.
Yeah.
What's not
to love? Perfect. And honestly, there was, like, word on the street that they might be the Wicked at one point. I don't mind it, but I like the Fleet.
What? How is Wicked, is Wicked, like,
I think because it's green.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. I was thinking
like
maybe
the witch. Like, I don't know.
Maybe that, like, the theater, like the...
Yeah.
It was made in Boston.
I actually have no idea what the lore there was. But I thought at one point it was almost confirmed that they were going to be the Wicked.
Yeah.
But I like the Fleet, and I like their logo. And again, they just went with the variations of the green color that match well. The one thing I will say is they seem to have a lot more stripes on their jersey than the other teams. They have, like...
Oh, yeah.
It goes all the way up the sleeve almost.
Feels like that, like, retro Leafs one. Where
Or the retro Canadians one where it's like the barbershop
too
pole.
Too many. Yeah.
It almost is too many.
Like four or five.
Yeah. We don't need that many. I think the Frost kind of nailed it with the stripes. Yeah. And I guess they were just trying to add variation so they're not all the same base jersey but with different colors.
Yeah.
But take out a stripe.
Say this logo has more detail than some of the other ones.
Yeah.
It has, like, those lines through the middle.
Yeah, it's like the waves. Yeah.
Also, one thing I noticed on the jerseys that are on all of them, they're numbers. The numbers on the back have details in them.
Do they?
Yeah. Like, they're this, like,
I haven't seen a back of...
Like, it has, like, the Boston one has, I think, waves in it.
Ooh.
And the Toronto one has, like, little, like, crosses.
Okay.
Something I haven't seen on sports teams, especially hockey.
Yeah.
Like, I think some like, soccer teams.
And yeah.
Football teams in the...
Maybe some even baseball. Yeah.
Baseball, but I feel like... Touching the numbers is kind of like a no-go in hockey, and I'm loving that they're breaking that down.
Yeah, because from far away, you can't really tell, but it's those little details that just kind of... It's almost like all of these are... You get the City Connect vibes, because they were really trying to connect it to the city and make it for the fan bases, and so you get all these little details, like the waves and the B, and even the Victoire, like the colors. Like you get kind of those little touches that make them unique, and I think they Overall, they did a good job. Just some of them maybe missed the mark a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially with the colors. New York. But, like, what's with the orange and the yellow? I'm just not a fan.
It's also, like, some weird off-orange. It's, like, pushing yellow.
Yeah, but no, it's very orange. Perry the Platypus yeah. orange. Like,
it's
that nailed it.
It's confusing what color it is, and it yeah. doesn't work with the
yeah.
teal.
I mean, it almost gives, like, the Islanders
yeah, like that
fisherman logo.
Yeah, that's
which,
weird.
New York, I guess. Yeah. But, like, let them be their own thing. Don't tie them down with orange, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was a hated logo when yeah. it first came out. I liked yeah. it, but it was hated.
I don't mind it. I'm just not an orange fan, really.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So, tier list. What should the top tier be called? I would buy.
I would buy? Yeah.
Yeah.
I would buy multiple.
Mm-hmm. But honestly, like, the Victoire, the Frost, and the Fleet are just kind of all tied for
yeah.
ones I would buy.
I mean, like, slayed the house down.
Okay. Yeah. Boots the house down. Yeah. No, those three. Are my big three, if you will.
Yeah. Top dogs in UHL.
Yeah, Victoire, Fleet, and Frost, they nailed it, honestly. They all have, yeah. like, the one thing that I'd maybe change, but they nailed it, especially for a first jersey.
Yeah, it's they did pretty
good. They hit the mark.
It's hard to make a first jersey, you think of
it. It is, because there's so much pressure, really.
Yeah, you got one shot to do it.
Yeah.
And even when you, like, get 10 years from now, they're going to have so many different jerseys that yeah. it's not going to matter.
But this is going to be, like, historical. Yeah. And there's some parts of history you may want to erase, like the Sirens' home jersey.
Get rid of it. Let's forget about it.
But those ones, I think, will be classics.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Those are the top three, obviously. And then I'd go Ottawa, Toronto. They're probably on the same kind of level. Like, I don't know if I'd purchase. Like, maybe, like, those would be the two I'd be the most likely to purchase just because yeah. I live in Toronto and from Ottawa. But they're kind of on the next level down for me.
I would go personally just Toronto, Ottawa because...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, just because this is different. Toronto's different. Ottawa does feel like the Flames.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'd like colors more. It's just tough. It's really, really tough.
I'd put them on the same level or, like, tier, but I'd have Ottawa first.
Okay.
But we'll agree to disagree on that. They're definitely on the same level.
They're the same boat of bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not bad, but they're all right.
Decent. They're decent.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a terrible first impression, and I think they both have things that they can build on.
Yeah. They can.
But it's not perfect yet.
There's some wiggle room.
Yeah. There's some improvement to be made.
Yeah.
And I'd title that, honestly, needs improvement.
Yeah.
If we're going for, like... If we're giving them a report card, like a progress report, you know how you're like, needs improvement?
Yeah. You were not yet, you're getting like a S, like a satisfactory.
Satisfactory. Yeah, you did the job.
You're not getting E. You're not getting those.
You're not excellent yet.
No.
You're not even great.
No.
You satisfied me, I guess. Yeah. And then New York's on its own level down there.
Like six tiers down. Like logo alone,
there's a bit of a gap
there, but just like the whole.
The jersey, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I see some of the other ones. I look at Ottawa, I see Charge, I think. That fits Charge. I see Toronto, I see Scepters, that fits.
It fits the vibe.
I see yeah. New York Sirens, and I see that, and I go...
What are we doing here?
Yeah, that doesn't fit it at
no.
all.
No, and I will give you that the away, the whites are better, but not great.
Yeah.
Not... Yeah, all the other aways are significantly better. Like the cream, Victoire.
Yeah, oh my.
Fire me up.
I
kind of like the burgundy better.
I'm a sucker for cream.
I like the cream.
I like everything to be that off-white.
Yeah.
Kind of dirty eggshell look.
The dirty eggshell. Wash your eggs.
No. The extra protein.
But yeah, the Sirens are, they're down there with like, and honestly, they're down there in the league. Like it's low-key fitting.
Yeah. Bum team, bum. Bum logo.
I'm not dissing on them that much. They were entertaining to watch, but...
Stretch. In the first game they were...
Yeah, I was going to say, they started off strong.
Season, yeah, and then they just fell.
Yeah. And, you know, they say look good, play good, so maybe they'll have some issues this season.
I know Minnesota, Boston, and...
And Montreal, they'll be...
Not.
I mean, playoff contenders, and they probably still will be.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that concludes our... logo review section. Really quick, we touched on it briefly, look good, play good, but let's go into kind of maybe not standings, because honestly the league's so close it's hard to project the standings, but let's say playoff teams. Who's going to miss out?
I think, as much as we're just dissing on New York, I think they're going to miss out. I feel like coming off of like a really bad season, I don't think they're going to bounce back too hard. And I think they're going to just miss the playoffs. I don't think, like, I don't think they're going to be horrible.
They'll be closer, I think, than last year. But they didn't do too much in the off season, and
there wasn't anything special happening.
No. I think Toronto improved. Missing Natalie Spooner for the first bit will be tough. But honestly, like, I don't think they'll improve off last year because they had a great run last year. I think they'll be about the same. They're going to be really good in this league, I think, for a long time. That's just kind of how Toronto sports are. They're pretty good. Ottawa, I'm hopeful for. They made a really tight push at the end of last season. Just missed out on the last few days. They traded away Lexi Ajeed, which is disappointing because we loved her in Ottawa. But yeah, also Toronto added a ton of talent.
Yeah, but I also got the second pick in the draft this year, so they're going to be pretty good for like raw talent.
Yeah.
It's just going to see if they can come together. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Toronto, I think, is just going to pretty much be the same.
Yeah.
And it's going to be up to the players if they want to push like the next level, which they're pretty much are.
And they had a slow start last season, and they brought it together. And I think they might be similar this year, missing out on Natalie Spooner maybe for the first bit. It might take them a bit to get going.
Yeah, such a key player.
But once everything's kind of firing on all cylinders, they're a bit of a juggernaut.
Yeah.
And they just got to learn from their friends at the Scotiabank Center how to maybe move on past the first round, because that seems to be a common theme in Toronto.
Yep.
And then Montreal, I think they're looking good.
Yeah, they were pretty middle of the pack last year. Mm-hmm. They were pushing better, like the top half of the league, mm-hmm. but they're going to be fine.
They had a good playoff push. Like,
yeah.
That was a crazy series. Stayed up past like midnight every game with the amount of overtime. They played so much hockey. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, as long as you have Laura Stacey and MPP on the same team. Like,
you're laughing.
Yeah.
You're
going to score some goals.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it'll honestly look quite similar to last year. It'll be kind of Minnesota, Ottawa at the, like, fighting for a spot. Maybe New York will be a little closer in the fight this year, hopefully.
Yeah.
But honestly, with a league of six teams, soon to be expanding, it's been entertaining to watch, and I like that it's so small because everyone's got a shot.
Yeah, and every game really matters.
Yeah, like, especially with, I love that rule of once you're eliminated to whoever has the best record
for
the draft. It's so smart because you don't have a ton of games and teams to play, but it keeps everyone fighting even if they're like New York and maybe not in the best position.
Yeah, and you're just like, it's boring when you just like, you know you're out, so then you
yeah. They can't afford to tank at this point in their life being a league.
They need to be able to, every game has to be entertaining.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, it is the rules, like the jailbreak rule for the power play, I love.
Yeah, it makes it so much better.
Or the penalty kill.
Other leagues need to take note of what they're doing with their rule books. And maybe just try it out in preseason and see if the league likes it. But I do think
they're fun games to watch.
Rule is one of the best I've seen in sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? We were predicting, and we brought up expansion. Where do you think the next PWHL team will be located?
I think they'll probably go America first just because it's America.
Boo. But
I think they're going to go West Coast, like Vancouver area.
Yeah,
now
that they got the Air Canada sponsorship, they can afford to.
Yeah, they can just fly around.
Because that was the big,
they
kept them close. But in the spirit of keeping them close, I do think Detroit has a chance. A lot of Motor City action. Because they had a game there last season and it did very well. And so I think that. And Pittsburgh could be options in the future. They kind of tested it out there. But I agree, West Coast, I think Vancouver will get a team.
Yeah.
And the Vegas Golden Knights owner has expressed a lot of interest in bringing PWHL to Vegas.
I do think it's going to stay more in the northern part of America for the
couple
expansions. Like, I think there's going to, once you get to like maybe 12 teams, they'll expand deeper in.
But sports seem to thrive in Vegas, honestly. They're stealing everything.
Play good. They're bringing a lot of revenue. Everyone loves it there. Because it's the city of just...
I do think when it gets there, it'll do well.
Yeah.
Well, Eric, it's been lovely having you.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for dogging on New York with me and hyping up the other ones. Hopefully you enjoyed this kind of episode. It's a little bit different from what we've done so far. Been a lot of interviews, and this one was just me and Eric talking women's sports. So this has been Shuttersport Girl Talk with Katie LaBoudelaire, featuring Eric McDougall. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next one.